Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
We now continue our coverage in the run-up to this year's general election. Today we're joined in the studio by Lynn Surdifield, who's standing for the Douglas North constituency. Lynn is 53, married with three grown-up children, standing as a Manx Labour Party member, a varied career from the finance sector to Noble's work in the mental health departments, but with her husband, she runs a scaffold company. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
A varied career. You obviously know the pressures that face small businesses at the moment. Is the island a good place to do business?
In general, yes. I think they could do more.
Like what?
Well, I feel that they should speak to... I don't feel that we've been listened to as a small business. I think actually government should listen to us more, meet with us more, find out how they can help us, you know, to because we're the backbone of the island, really, the economic backbone of the island.
What sort of meetings do you have at the moment with the government? Do you feel in touch at all?
No, not really.
You're standing for the Manx Labour Party. Is party politics the way the island should be looking?
Not in the sense of the same as in England. You know, it's not. We're not set up like that, so we can't do that. I liken it to... I'm in a group of like-minded people who have a vast knowledge and experience, and we draw on that, you know, and that's very... And also, we have two guys who are in Tynwald already, you know, who have many, many years of political experience, which is great.
Does that mean what the Manx Labour Party says, you say, after agreement?
Well, we've agreed on everything anyway. You know, we worked on...
So you agree on everything, all the things in your manifesto?
Yeah, we all worked on it. So, yeah, we're very like-minded.
Your chairman says, we strongly believe to be effective our places in the field, in the thick of things, influencing events as they happen. If elected, would you be hoping for a government position?
Eventually, yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
What sort of area? I know you're very concerned with mental health, amongst other things.
Yeah.
Is health the sort of area you would be looking to?
Yeah, social care.
The Manx Labour Party highlights the need for food banks and homeless support on the island is particularly worrying. What can be done about that? We are in austere times.
Well, look where they're cutting. You know, that's what they need to do. Look where they're cutting. I don't think they're in touch with the general public, to be honest with you. I can't imagine anybody who's in there at the moment has had to decide between buying toothpaste and toilet paper and deciding to buy food or heat their home.
How can they get in touch then? Go on the streets, talk to people, that sort of thing?
Well, I think it's up to the constituents who they want in there to represent them, really. You know, do they want people in there to represent them who know, who have been in similar situations?
A big question here. After Brexit, where should the island be looking to for its future?
Everywhere. You know, I mean, it's very unknown at the moment. It's the whole world is in an unknown state. You know, we need to...
Is it an opportunity for the Isle of Man perhaps to be more independent? Do you think the Isle of Man should be more independent or should look to connections with big players like the UK?
Look to connections.
Support the direct election of all Tynwald members?
Yes.
So Tynwald, LegCo, you think, should be elected?
I think LegCo are already elected by people who we elect. So we've given our MHKs a mandate to choose for us. They know they.
So you feel that enough has been done. LegCo doesn't have to be popularly elected across the island.
No.
It's elected in effect through the Keys, and therefore that's good enough for an election.
Yes.
You speak about your technique in campaigning as no-nonsense, common-sense lines. This mean hard talking on the doorstep, does it?
Campaigning as for people, for, you know...
Getting to grips with the issues, getting to grips with people on the doorstep, getting to the real nitty-gritty of the issues. Lynn Surdifield, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Lynn Surdifield, 53, standing in the Douglas North constituency. And, of course, later on next week, this week, we'll be talking to more candidates in the run-up to the general election in September.
keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.